Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, going on vacation take two, or failure versus prototype. Well, folks, 6 weeks ago, I did a checkup from the neck up about feeling burnt out and needing some vacation, even tiny 1 or 2 hour ones, and I vowed to put an open hour into my schedule every day to catch up with the paperwork and the et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Did I do it? Well, I tried over and over and over, did manage to clear some brush and finish some tasks, but get regular uncommitted hours in there yet? Well, I did make some discoveries. I'm committed to many people and projects, so there are really few uncommitted hours in my schedule, and this change can't be unilateral. And I've made prior commitments to projects in the future that I was and am excited about, but then when I finish a task and think a little space is appearing, one of those priors pops up and gobbles up those hours. And very exciting new things come up that I just don't want to turn down, so gobble, gobble. Sounds familiar, huh? Well, 2 weeks ago, I was phone meeting with a colleague who I'd made one of those excited moment commitments to. The things we say when we're excited, huh? And we were scheduling our next chat, and he says, I'm going on vacation. Oh, yeah, when will you be back? 7 weeks. 7 weeks? Wow, I say, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, Rich, it really is. Now, he's from Sweden, where they take vacation seriously. And I know we are profoundly influenced by the norms of the culture we live in. And 2 weeks is typical here in worker bee land. And I work in a medical school culture where work, work, work is the mantra. And if you forget that one, the backup is faster, faster, faster. But still, I was a little down on myself for not being more successful creating even tiny regular one-hour vacations. Then I read an interview with a billionaire vacuum cleaner inventor. And he talked about how the development process took many years and thousands of prototypes. But here's the part I loved. He said, prototype is engineer speak for failure. Don't you just love that? There's a lot of freedom in that. Prototype versus failure. So I'm taking a vacation from self-criticism and instead reminding myself of the power of our worker bee cultural norms, extending the time horizon for making the calendar space change, and thinking of today as a prototype for tomorrow. And I'm going to be on vacation for 2 weeks in a week. Hey, it's a start. I'm Dr. Rich, lazy bones to B. O'Neill. See you on the tour bus, golf course, beach, wherever. Thanks for tuning in.